Our scripture reading today is from Acts chapter 2, verses 41 through 47. The first believers become the first church. So those who welcomed his message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 persons were added. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all, as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
This morning, we are opening floodgate number 5, Conflux Moment. If you have read the chapter 5 of the floodgate book, you would have a good understanding of the meaning and its implications of Conflux Moment to your life and to your ministries. Then what is a conflux moment? A conflux moment simply means your personal encounter with God's presence. According to Floodgate's book, some of the examples of how a conflux moment can happen. It can happen through cognitive learning, intellectual insight, heart conviction, or a spiritual nudge, and more. Yet, your experience of a conflux moment is not limited to these examples and example cases. It can happen in any way, at any time, above and beyond. God's work is truly unlimited and timeless. Yes, a conflux moment is a divine moment. It's a God story in your life. It's a kairos moment. In other words, it is God's moment that you can sense and you can experience. Probably the word conflux moment are better known as the terms like testimonies or witness or faith story. Yes, it is your blessed assurance moment that has happened, that has shaped and is still shaping your life and your faith. Because of your conflux moment you had in the past, you are who you are now in Christ. And because of your conflux moment that you are and will be experiencing now and later, you are becoming more loving and more mature disciples of Christ Jesus. So this conflux moment is not just a one-time thing in your life. It could happen multiple times or even many times throughout your life. Yes, we are on the journey of sanctification. After the ascension of Jesus on the day of Pentecost, all the remaining apostles prayed and received the power of what? The Holy Spirit. For them, it was their personal and collective conflux moment experience. And most of all, it ignited the powerful first church movement, we normally call early church. In the book of Acts, you will read the amazing story of the beginning of the early church. According to Acts chapter 1, there were only 120 remaining followers of Jesus after Jesus is gone. However, in the chapter 2, amazingly, how many new believers were added? 3,000 new believers. Yes, they all experienced their conflux moment. They met God and dedicated their lives to God. Verse 41 says, "So those who welcomed his message, Peter's message, were baptized, and that day about 3,000 persons were added." Amazing. So, their conflux moment completely and thoroughly shaped their new life in Christ. It was not just their experience and assurance alone, but also their actions and their fellowship. Verse 42 says, "They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers." So this first church movement and growth shown in the chapter 2 is called the Act 2 dynamic. And God still works in us today, in you today, if you are willing, by being filled with the Holy Spirit. We cannot do it by our human efforts, but by power, God's power and God's ways. The Wesley Study Bible clearly reminds us of that, quote, "The growing numbers are the result of divine activity, not human effort," unquote. This morning, because we are going to have a prayer walking moment as an integral part of our worship experience, my sermon is shorter than usual. I'm not sure this is a good thing or a bad thing. But I just want to emphasize one thing this morning. I would like to invite you to remember your conflux moment story or stories in your life. It could be the first time when you acknowledged God's presence or accepted Christ or dedicated your life to ministry or as a Christian. Of course, there is no right or wrong way of telling your stories. So, if possible, please write down your story when you get home, not now, when you get home or sometime this week. That's your own precious story, how God entered your life and how you responded to God's call. It doesn't have to be dramatic or sensational or elegant. No, it's your own personal experience, story of encountering with God. Everyone has a special and unique experience. If you're willing, please share your story with everyone, at least our congregation. Please send me your story if you like, so that we can share it in our newsletter or other means of communication. Or whenever possible, you can tell your own conflux moment story to the congregation, maybe through worship or prayer meeting or many other venues. I will be sharing my conflux moment because today is my sermon has to be shorter than usual, so I cannot, you know, share with you today, but some other time. but sharing your personal and collective conflict moments can edify the congregation. Just as the book of Hebrews describes, Hebrews 10:24 says, "And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds." Blessed Assurance hymns refrain goes like this. We will be singing this hymn as our hymn of dedication in a minute. And the refrain goes like this. "This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long." My friends in Christ, what is your story? What is your conflict moment story? And our conversation continues. Next Sunday, we will open floodgate number 6. Thanks be to God. Amen.